Brittany Jones found out about the wages that the children are being paid in Sierra Leone.
In Sierra Leone, Africa, poverty is a big issue and the root to many of the problems that occur. Many families suffer from not having enough money to feed their households and make ends meet. Many times the children are the ones who must take the initiative to go out and work to make money for their families. They turn to the only place they know they can go and make some money, the diamond mines. The majority of the people in Sierra Leone who work in the diamond mines, day and night, are children. They work in the diamond mines for days, months, even years, trying to get enough money to support their families. They don't live average lives as children. They are constantly working, and they have no time to go to school or play like normal children their age in other parts of the world. Their lives are strictly dedicated to working in the diamond mines. The children's main focus is to work in the diamond mines and make money to help their families. But in reality, working in the diamond mines does not really help their families. These children work in the diamond mines for long hours of the day, and in the end, they get no money. The only thing they may receive from working in the diamond mines all day is some food. If a child finds a diamond while working, which is very rare considering diamonds may not be found for months, maybe years, he or she doesn't receive any money. And if a child does find a diamond, the child might get 5,000 coins, which is only equal to about $1.50 in U.S. currency. The diamond mines are owned by individual people, such as license holders and investors. Before, they were all owned by a company in London. But after the war, that changed. These people do not personally care about the children. Once they get their diamonds and sell them to make millions, they forget about the children's hard work and effort to find the diamonds for them. These mine owners don't even try to give the children 10% of what they make from selling the diamonds to big-time people. They go about their business as though they never had anything to do with the sicknesses, injuries, and sometimes death that result from children working in the diamond mines. They pay no mind and no money to the children, treating them as though they're not even human. The root to all of this is money.
Brittany Jones is an 11th grader at the Friendship Collegiate Academy. And I'm Raphael Beasley for the Friendship News Network.